He was following the path that many of us had, and he was drowning himself with alcohol. And we'd already lost one sibling at a young age, 32, from alcohol, cirrhosis of the liver, alcohol poisoning. And now Ronnie was heading down that same path. And I became burdened, but somewhere I was also quickened in faith to begin praying. Now, I'm sure that I had prayed before, but I begin to pray every day. I begin to pray every morning, addressing his situation. And, of course, I prayed things like deliverance from alcohol. I prayed the healing hand of God upon his life. And every way the Spirit of God would lead me in prayer, I would pray daily, day after day after day, month after month after month, every day holding fast and believing. And then there was a surprising shift that came in my praying. I read an article about a man who was an actor in Hollywood who had become addicted to alcohol and drugs, and he was in sad shape. And I, lo and behold, I begin to pray for him, for his deliverance. And I wondered about this. My burden became more for him than for my brother. And so the primary focus of my praying shifted entirely, that every morning as I got up, I lifted up this man's name in prayer. And I prayed for deliverance, and I prayed for healing. And I continued in this for days, weeks, and months. Every day with the same faith. And this is what came to me during that time. Give, and it shall be given to you. And somehow I translated that in my giving myself to prayer and inspiration for somebody else far removed, that somehow God was telling me, and I will act in this situation. Whoa, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm feeling that, I'm hearing that, I'm receiving that, and I'm doing my best to walk in that and believe that. And so continued until there seemed to be a lift. Either I got tired or there was a lift, one or the other. And then several months later, it might have been a year later, my wife and I planned a trip and we went across the country. And we went to my brother Ronnie's house. And when I saw what I saw, I was devastated. His brain was pickled. He was drunk every day. We had to leave it early. I couldn't stand to be there. And so what I witnessed with my eyes seemed to deflate the faith that I had felt and the prayer that I had prayed. And we drove away from the situation. To make matters worse, we went down to Florida, where it seemed like my whole family has been taken up with drinking wine. Some of them are growing grapes and producing wine. But there was more wine drank than I'd seen in years. And for the life of me, couldn't figure out how, you know, you lost a sister, you lost a daughter, now you're doing this. And so I again said, we were packing up, we got to get out of here, I can't be around this. And so my wife and I came home. Now, it's been a few years ago. I don't know that I have prayed another prayer for my brother. We got a call just a couple of weeks ago from, would it be his estranged wife? His estranged wife. Ronnie's in the hospital. It doesn't look good. They're saying that his liver's failed, or is shot. The liver's shot. And the nurse was telling him he needs to leave here, the hospital, and go straight to rehab. He needs to go straight to rehab. If he leaves here and drinks alcohol, he's going to die. And so, I'm revisiting these thoughts again. I text my siblings to let them know I've heard from Regina, and this is the state of our brother, and here's where things are at. One of my siblings, she was wanting to make arrangements to fly his body up to Yakima. Now, he's not dead, but, you know, the whole idea of giving up, here's the course of life, this is the way it goes, and so this is the expected end. And I'd have to say that maybe I was fighting off a little bit of resentment. Not from my siblings. Not from my siblings. And so, it was a few days before we had a phone call and I talked. I talked with Ronnie. And he told me he'd gotten out of the hospital early. He discharged himself. He was going to get on a bus and go back to his house. But he said, I'm going to go back and join AA. I'm going to stop drinking. I can't say that I had 1 ounce of faith for him to stop. I've seen this. And I see where you're at. And I hear the words that you're talking. But if something doesn't happen, this is what'll happen. Started making arrangements. I contacted a brother and said, maybe we should fly back there and see if we can convince him. You know. So anyway, I couldn't leave right away. We were in the middle of harvest. And so he started calling me. And at the end of a phone call, he would assure me, Larry, I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking. And, you know, when an alcoholic has been an alcoholic for so long, some of their verbiage sounds drunk. The way their brain functions sounds drunk, or at least under the influence. And so at the end of the calls, we heard what he said, but, we doubted. I doubted. And then I was driving over here yesterday. And the Lord challenged me. Do you think that prayer that you prayed to me meant nothing? Do you think that fell on deaf ears? Do you think I'm not able to do, whether you're opening your mouth now or not, whether you're expressing any kind of level of faith or not, if my inspiration flowed through you to speak, my word will not fail, but it will prosper. The Lord spoke to Abraham and said of Ishmael, 12 princes shall come out of him. He's talking about a baby. He's going to grow up and 12 princes will come out of him. But he's received instruction and he's been told to go ahead and let that his mother, Hagar, and Ishmael go out from them, send them out. And so with a bottle of water and a little bit of bread, out into the desert, they go. And the water is gone, the bread is spent, and they are hungry and don't know what to do or where to go. But there's been a word spoken from God that's not dictated by circumstances. It's not dictated by what is seen by the eye, but in eternity, it is the eternal will of God that's been spoken and uttered. Water's gone, food's gone, baby's crying. And Hagar cannot stand to hear the cry nor see the death of the child. And so she lays them under a bush. The Bible says, as it were, a bow shot distance away. And so somewhere back in the sagebrush, there's the cry of a little baby. But circumstances says it's all over. Circumstances and the immediate present tense says this can't continue, it will end. It's over. But now you've got to match that with some word that was spoken by an eternal God who operates in the affairs of men. That nothing is untouchable. Nothing is unchangeable. Except to our natural mind, our natural eye. And when we see circumstances, its effect and its bearing even upon our faith. Boy, we'd like to think it's according to our faith. And there's been times when, I'm sure it has. But what about when faith is gone? The word of the Lord will prevail. The angel of the Lord appears to Hagar and says, arise and pick up the child. She goes and she picks up the child again, the crying baby, because the Lord heard not Hagar's cries. The Lord heard the cry of an eternal promise vested in a child. And so, if God had to feed the baby with ravens, if God had to give drink by the moisture off of the ground, God would sustain the child. Because of the vested promise in the child. Has he made any promises to you? Has circumstances waned so long that our faith erodes? We begin thinking with the carnal mind. We begin looking with the human eye. We begin reasoning. That's where we got to stop. You can't reason. Yeah, but my circumstances are a little different. I know that. I hear what you're saying. But there's some circumstances. There's some situations. There's some details that you're not aware of. And maybe the Holy Ghost can't see those details either. I don't know. But when Hagar, listen to me right now, when she went back and picked up the child, the Bible says her eyes were opened. Just ahead of her was a pool of water. There were things, there was sustenance, there was power to sustain her when she went back. What would have happened had she not gone back and said, All right, I let go of that a long time ago. I stopped believing for that a long time ago. Yeah. Well, Hagar would have just been a name we read about in the Bible. But she went back. And by faith she picked up and then she embraced and held on. And then all of a sudden, the hand of God opened her eyes and took her towards not only her future, but the future of many who would follow. You know, these trials that we go through, we think it's all about us. Well, you know, if you only know my situation, it's not all about you. And I was thinking as I was sitting on the platform, sometimes we call it pain. You know, we suffer through pain, and sometimes it's not even our own personal pain. It's the pain of our extended situation, sometimes belonging to a family member or a close friend or some situation, but there's pain involved. that touches us in a way. And I don't know why, but there's a value of time. And sometimes the time has to be extended. God alone knows why and how long. I've been healed instantly. But I've seen God operate also over spans of years. I've received prophecy in my own life only to recognize the fulfillment 20 years later. You know, you don't make all these course adjustments for your life waiting for next week. You know, it's all changing.
I got a word from the Lord.
But somewhere there's got to be a standing firm. Somewhere there's got to be a holding fast. Even when our own faith has been devastated and we think we've lost all faith. Do you think God then says, well, you know, if you'd have held out a couple more months, I was planning to do this. No, you don't do that. He comes back to a man and says, walk before me and be thou perfect, Abraham. I promise you I'm going to do something. I'm going to do it. Could we stand and express some kind of faith towards God? Your own situation, your own personal circumstances, things that only you know about. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. So with each phone call, I'm waiting for that phone call. Well, I slipped the other day. Well, I went off the wagon. Well, I was trying. No, it's okay. I'm waiting for that phone call. A couple days goes by, 7 days goes by, 10 days goes by, and he starts posting on Facebook. Sobriety is great. Sobriety is awesome. And I'm thinking, I think I've almost had more faith that he's going to fail than that he would not fail. I mean, is he really doing this? And is he doing it on his own? And then I'm realizing, no. Those prayers did not fall on deaf ears. And they work until they're finished, until they're accomplished. They will prosper in some form, in some fashion. They will prosper.
No, we don't have to prove him to others. Right. He'll do that himself.
Come on, Hagar. Come on, Hagar. Go back and pick up the child. Go back and pick up the child. Come on, bring that child down here to this altar. Come on, Hagar. He meant it when he said it. And he'll perform it. Whatever he's begun, he's going to perform it. He'll finish it. Come on, Hagar. Come on. Go and pick up the child. Only you know when you've wrapped your arms around it once again and held it close to you and have expressed faith towards God. I'm going to hold fast to this promise until I see the fulfillment. I'm going to hold fast to this promise. I'm going to hold fast to this word from you. Come on, Hagar. Come on, Hagar. Come on, Hagar. The promise is to you.
Promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
That is who you are.
Waymaker,
Waymaker,
miracle worker,
promise keeper. Come on, Hagar.
Never stop.
Come on, arise, Hagar, and pick up the promise.
Never stop.
Take it back into your bosom. Hold fast.
Even when
hold fast. Put your confidence in God. Turn, close your eyes to circumstances. In the name of Jesus.
Never stop working.
In the name of Jesus.
Never stop working, never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop.